McDonald's is singing an unfamiliar jingle, Millions and Millions Lost. For the first time since the fast food chain went public in 1965, McDonald's will report a quarterly loss today. The company warned last month that the loss will be in the range of 5 to 6 cents a share. Yesterday, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit accusing McDonald's of contributing to obesity in children. But the chain's legal victory does not remove concern about fast food's health effects or changing consumer tastes, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
McDonald's got a break yesterday when Judge Robert Sweet dismissed the obesity lawsuit, but the company is still wrestling with some stubborn financial problems. 2 months ago, McDonald's announced it was closing 175 restaurants and laying off up to 600 people. More worrisome, sales at the company's existing locations have shrunk in the last year. Industry consultant Dennis Lombardi says that means the Big Mac is getting a smaller piece of the overall fast food business.
The hamburger chains, principally Burger King and McDonald's, just haven't been able to increase their sales at the same rate as the competitors in other segments.
Much of McDonald's competition these days is coming from the Subway sandwich chain and so-called quick casual restaurants like Quiznos Subs and Pickup Sticks. These slightly upscale chains are still tiny compared to McDonald's, but they're growing fast and taking away burger business in the process. The lunchtime crowd at this Baja Fresh restaurant in San Diego spills onto the patio. Many of the customers are young professionals. Claudine Miller is a regular here.
I think it just tastes better than what is offered by the burger joints. You know, how many burgers can you have? I said, I want something fast, but I don't want any fast food. And even though it's fast, you don't think of it as traditional fast food, because it's better.
Miller is munching a chicken quesadilla, dressed up at the salsa bar. Her companion, Dave Flanagan, often has a burrito at Baja Fresh, but today he's opting for a salad.
I'm trying to avoid all the fattening stuff as much as possible. So we do come here quite a bit because of that. It's a nice, healthy alternative.
Prices here are higher than traditional fast food. The average check is about $7. But Baja Fresh has no trouble drawing customers. In 2001, its sales grew by a whopping 65%. Since it was bought by Wendy's last year, Baja Fresh has grown to more than 200 restaurants. CEO Greg Dollarhide expects up to 700 within the next 5 years.
We have all grown up with fast food, but fast food has not grown up with us. You know, we did the burger in the heat lamp thing. Now we want something that's a little fresher, livelier, more flavor. So we're treating ourselves with a little indulgence. I mean, you've heard everybody talk about the $3 cup of coffee. People are saying, you know what, I'm worth it.
McDonald's, meanwhile, has moved in the opposite direction, trying to boost sales with a new dollar menu introduced last fall. Discounting sandwiches can pay off for a restaurant if customers also buy lots of profitable French fries and soft drinks, but industry consultant Lombardi says in McDonald's case, the tactic seems to have backfired.
What's happening is you're seeing that the people are ordering just off of the dollar menu. So they're getting a big and tasty and a small fry, or they're getting a big and tasty and a small drink, and they're at a $2 check average versus a $3.50, $4 check average.
Some analysts say the resulting price war has hurt the whole fast food industry. The number two chain, Burger King, was sold last month for a measly $1.5 billion. That's one-third less than had been offered just a few months earlier. Jim Cantalupo, who took over this month as McDonald's new CEO, plans to stick with the dollar menu. He's also promised improvements in McDonald's taste and speed of service. Lombardi says the struggling chain has a potential winner with its new flatbread chicken sandwich, but to rebound, he says, McDonald's needs several more big winners.
When you have a chain as large as McDonald's or as large as Burger King, turning it around and reestablish momentum takes time. There typically isn't one silver bullet, so you don't expect it to get fixed in 6 months.
McDonald's is hedging its bets by investing in its own quick casual restaurant, Chipotle Mexican Grill. Any success of that chain, though, will be dwarfed by results of the 13,000 McDonald's outlets in the U.S. In order to put the gold back in its arches, McDonald's will have to boost sales there. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
Tomorrow, how concern over growing waistlines may affect the bottom lines of McDonald's and other fast food companies.